WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Five employees of a bank in downtown Louisville shot and killed by a gunman who police say was an employee about to be fired. A police officer who'd just been sworn in was shot in the head. He remains in critical condition. Court challenge is underway to determine the fate of the abortion drug mifepristone. More than 400 drug company leaders have released a statement condemning the Texas judge's decision to ban the pill.
In the meantime, you have several Democratic-led states that are now taking matters into their own hands. They're stockpiling this abortion medication. Massachusetts, for instance, buying 15,000 doses, enough to last an entire year. But this is a legal fight that is only just beginning. It is widely expected to go all the way to the Supreme Court.
ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott. The president headed to Ireland and Northern Ireland, marking 25 years since the Good Friday Agreement that helped end the violence in Northern Ireland. This is ABC News. NASCAR driver Cody Ware out on bail after his arrest on domestic violence charges, but he won't be racing anytime soon. NASCAR has now suspended him. Gas prices jumping again after moves by some of the world's biggest oil producers. Details from ABC's Alex Stone.
A week ago, OPEC Plus, which includes Russia, decided to cut production. That sent oil prices spiking, and already we're paying the price every time we fill up. In the past week, the average price of regular unleaded rose 10 cents to $3.60 a gallon, according to new data from the Energy Department. Prices jumping 13 cents in the Midwest and 12 cents in the lower Atlantic. It comes as travel demand is rising with better weather and moving towards summer. Still, though, Americans are paying 50 cents a gallon less than a year ago.
Day two of the strike at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Around 9,000 professors and researchers on the picket lines. In Great Britain, tens of thousands of doctors have walked off the job in a dispute over pay. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. After 86 years of serving students, Milwaukee's Cardinal Stritch University is closing at the end of this spring semester. President Dan Schultz citing falling enrollments, the COVID-19 pandemic, and an ongoing need for more resources. The school will offer some resources over the summer to help students who are close to finishing their graduation requirements and is also working with other local universities for students who want to transfer their credits. About a third of undergrads at Cardinal Stritch or Pell Grant recipients, which are awarded to those who are most in need. If you do your taxes online, be careful that hackers don't steal your refund or your information. You want to file through a credible website or an app. Don't do your taxes on a public Wi-Fi network. And remember, the IRS will never send you a text or an email about your refund. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You know, we were talking last hour about decisions that families make on whether or not to charge their adult children if they've never left home or if they've come back. And I always go back to, you know, a time in my life that almost seems as if it didn't occur. And contrast that with what's happening today, not only in urban centers, but in rural areas. Because at the same time, all of these jobs were available in the cities. In rural areas, they were also available because of the paper mills and all the other jobs, industrial jobs that were available in those small towns that really made the towns what they were. Blue-collar work that was heralded during the time I was a young boy and even through my young adulthood, my young manhood, blue-collar jobs were the backbone, and blue-collar workers were the backbone of this nation. It's been a long time since we've been able to say that. You know, my co-host Sandy Williams constantly points out that, you know, we are now in a service sector of jobs. That's not a good thing. That, in fact, is part of the reason why there's so many people suffering in this nation today. And at the root of all of it is the deindustrialization of this nation. What does that mean, deindustrialization of the nation? It means that many jobs that were founded, manufacturing jobs that were founded in this nation, you know, centuries ago, over the last 50 years, have left the shores and moved to cheaper labor. And that hasn't been a good thing for anybody other than the stockholders of those corporations that I say abdicated the cities and the rural areas and the American people. I'm one of those guys who walked right out of high school in 1972. I never will forget it. Didn't know what I wanted to do. My dad worked at a place called A.O. Smith, and we produced auto frames. We were the number one manufacturer of auto frames in the entire world. We were actually the stamping. Nobody stamped more parts in the entire world than the company that I worked for. And what that means is you actually took a piece of metal, put it in a press, and the press would mold it into a shape that was used to produce automobile frames. And so we produced those frames for every vehicle that had a frame. Trucks, cars, I don't care what it was. Railroad cars, all of them. Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, every General Motors vehicle. Peterbilt trucks, Freightliners, you name it. If it was on the road, the company that I worked at produced it. Had been in existence for 140 years. And if I didn't go there, I never forget, 18 years old, you know, didn't I was scheduled to go to Stout University. And my dad told me, he said, don't come out to the plant. Because I had eight other siblings who went on to college. I was one who followed my dad into industry. But he told me, don't come out here. I'm going out for the summer. And I went, fill out an application. Never will forget it. That morning, I fill out the application. I graduated in June. Towards the early part of June, towards the end of June, I walked into the place, fill out the application. That morning, the employment department said, can you start tonight? Snotty-nosed kid coming out of high school, and they were taking, that's what they were taking. There was nobody else to get because the competition was so fierce for the American workers at the time. Industry was booming. So what people may not know is why industry was booming so much in this country was after World War II, the other nations of the world, the infrastructure had been destroyed. During World War II, our nation was the only one that hadn't been bombed. So think about it. When, in my lifetime, America was the number one manufacturer, we didn't worry about outside manufacturing. We produced everything in this country. Everything that the American people needed was produced inside the borders of our nation. Sewing machines, washing machines, refrigerators, automobiles, television sets. You name it, we produced it. And so we needed an army of people to produce all those things. And that's why you could hire snotty-nosed 18-year-old children like myself and many of the other guys like me who chose, didn't go to college, but we chose that manufacturing. But not only did they take high school graduates with no college, they also had room for the college-educated young people who would join the management side of things. Now, in Milwaukee, we were called the machine shop of the world. Just think about that. Little Milwaukee was called the machine shop of the world. We produced everything in Milwaukee when I was young. And everybody who wanted a job had a great paying job. Man, it was, and at the time, I didn't realize it, called the Industrial Revolution. Because America was producing everything. Well, you know, I didn't realize just how short the Industrial Revolution was. Because when I walked into the plant for the first time, and it looked like I was in the 1800s because the plant had not been updated, I thought that this had been going on for centuries at the time, but it hadn't. And so there were these plants all over. And so I could have gone anywhere and been able to work one job, as I did, from 18 years old to 52. One job. And made enough money, buy a home, cars, travel, whatever it is that your heart could desire. My generation, we were able to do those things. The railroads were humming. The steel mills were humming. And so the American people were living large. Some of us are old enough to remember that. But something happened along the way that have had implications and their fingerprints all over what is going on in this nation today. We just got through talking about young people being at home because the jobs that they have don't afford them an opportunity to get out on their own at young ages like they did during my generation. And only those of us from my generation understand that. And we should be able to not be critical of the generations that have come after us who didn't get those opportunities that we got. We shouldn't even be pointing our finger because of the times that they were born in. Only through the grace of the Creator was I born at a time when I could, at 18 years old, go without a college degree and make the amount of money that I made and my generation made and benefit by that to this day. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to continue a conversation about deindustrialization and the American dream and how it happened. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. I couldn't ask my old father. I believe her love was stretched from one of to the She's not just another woman. She's not one. She's not just another woman. She's not one. She's not just another woman.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 73. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, lows around 57. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 80. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the mid-70s. Another look at the short range, we should top out at 73 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Radio.com.
If you let me make love to you, then why can't I touch you?
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. Listen, deindustrialization and what has happened in this nation, in urban centers and in rural areas, a planned, organized effort to take these middle-class jobs out of this country that divided the rural areas as well as the cities, and to pit them against one another, to somehow say to rural areas that it is the cities and the people who live in those cities who have benefited because of what has happened with the loss of the paper mills in the rural area is absolutely incorrect. What killed the paper mills in rural areas and the manufacturing base in the rural areas is the same thing that killed the manufacturing base in the urban centers. So when this nation, after World War II, was riding high because all these other nations' manufacturing sites had been bombed, and so their infrastructures were destroyed, not America's. We came out of World War II smelling like a rose. Everything was a go. Excuse me. We produced everything. And so it meant that any American citizen, and even some that weren't citizens, could just walk in off the street and have a career that afforded them a strong middle class lifestyle. But something happened along the way. Those manufacturing jobs, the strong manufacturing jobs, I remember the beginning of the decisions that were being made to take these great jobs out of this country. Competition, as those nations that had been bombed over those decades later started rebuilding their infrastructure and started ramping up. And competition started, and the fact that America wasn't the only, ball team, if you want to use a sports analogy, baseball team, there were others coming up. And so the great benefits that my generation had, pensions, you know, the best insurance, vacations, all sorts of major benefits that you're and my generation benefited from, they're not there. They haven't been there for quite some time now, and people in this country have suffered the throes of the fact that these jobs have been removed and sent overseas. First they were sent south. I remember when, you know, the company that I worked for begin to take jobs and send them down to Tennessee. They would pay those people $12 an hour in Tennessee, where we were making $20. And no benefits. And so Tennessee waxed rich in southern states like Tennessee. Waxed rich as most of these major corporations took the jobs down there. There was no way we could compete with benefits and our hourly wages, not against, states that, you know, did not have unions. And so the jobs left. We saw them as they shut down the plants, as they comrades and the people we work with were losing their jobs, and their families began to suffer. And we knew the only thing that saved us was the fact that this happened, you know, after we had a certain amount of seniority, which was the only thing that protected many of us, is that the deindustrialization started later in our careers than earlier. Otherwise, we would have been like our colleagues who wound up losing everything. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Hey,
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Five employees of a bank in downtown Louisville shot and killed by a gunman who police say was an employee about to be fired. A police officer who'd just been sworn in was shot in the head. He remains in critical condition. Court challenge is underway to determine the fate of the abortion drug mifepristone. More than 400 drug company leaders have released a statement condemning the Texas judge's decision to ban the pill.
In the meantime, you have several Democratic-led states that are now taking matters into their own hands. They're stockpiling this abortion medication. Massachusetts, for instance, buying 15,000 doses, enough to last an entire year. But this is a legal fight that is only just beginning. It is widely expected to go all the way to the Supreme Court.
ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott. The president headed to Ireland.
Hey, folks,
and
keep
Northern
removing
Ireland,
the civic media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
In Northern Ireland.
They're not here all day.
This
you have five or six
ABC
beers
News.
And only one fish.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. We know the names of the two police officers shot and killed during a traffic stop in northwest Wisconsin Saturday. They're Hunter Scheel and Emily Breidenbach. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald says their families are asking for privacy as they plan their funerals. Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee is closing after graduation in May. President Dan Scholes blames a lack of money, rising costs, and low enrollment.
After examining all options, this decision was necessary. I wish there was a different path we could pursue.
Cardinal Stritch opened in 1937. A little more than 1,200 students are enrolled this year. In sports, the Brewers lost to the Diamondbacks last night. Corbin Burns starts for Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You can text us at that same number. The industrialization, deindustrialization of America and the impact that it's had has been devastating. And And I don't think that there's been enough talked about. It has been talked about enough. And that this went on in plain sight. And people who organized and who made this happen and who brought the standard of living for the majority of the American people down have never paid a price for it. And maybe it's unfortunate that many people who suffered through this and continue to suffer as generations now have been impacted and affected by it. Don't even know that this happened. And if we can't have an open dialogue and conversation on why this happened, and through the taking away of all these middle-class jobs, the impact that has had on the American people, on cities, on rural area, in rural areas, all across the board, both Democrats and Republicans equally guilty in making this decision that has, again, impacted and affected generations to come. Deindustrialization has made it impossible for America to economically support a stable, urbanized working class, resulting in the social and physical decay of cities and rural areas that is only partially ameliorated by more recent urban gentrification and the accompanying service sector jobs. Fresh thinking is needed in everything from education to architecture to city planning to transportation, but it's certainly lacking. And there has to be, and this is me talking, there has to be a focus from this nation to admit what took place and not to point the finger at the American people who had nothing to do with it. Major corporations who took advantage of the situation and companies that stood for a century or more, like the one that I worked at, disappeared. 7,000 employees. There was one in the city of Milwaukee called Alex Chalmers. 25,000 employees. Stood for 125 years, was dismantled inside of a year and a half, and shipped initially to the South where there were no unions, and then eventually overseas. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, just great. I don't know if it's the weather, but I hope spring's eternal. And I got a couple of comments that your listeners will enjoy. A close friend of mine said, and this was months ago, or maybe a year ago, said, when the young generation gets involved in politics, they're going to take the chainsaw to it. A chainsaw. We already saw that chainsaw, and we heard it humming in Tennessee. Two young men standing up for what's right. And the tide is turning. And for all you guys like myself and you, Earl, when you're getting your taxes prepared, if you had an affair with a porn star, don't try and use it as a tax write-off. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. That's not acceptable. But my point is, we are at a turning point. I think you can feel it, Earl. I think you can feel it. And where young people, especially young, are saying enough's enough. Enough is enough. You have scammed. You have cheated. You have stolen. We aren't that stupid. And there's a good reason that stupidity doesn't prevail like it used to. I'm not a smart person, but I know how to use Google, and I know how to read for information, and I know the difference between facts and just
fiction.
Right. Exactly, Earl. And it's turning, though, Earl. And you're part of it. You and your station have made a huge impact on the state of Wisconsin.
So Bill.
And if not just
that. So, Bill, let me say this. I'm in agreement with you that we can see before our eyes that these things are beginning to turn around slowly. Unfortunately, it's moving far too slow, but they are turning around. We can just look at the state of Wisconsin, and we've suffered for so long with Scott Walker and the remnants of his leadership. But we see that those walls tumbling down, right? I mean, you see we've had to deal with. I'm sorry, go ahead.
With Scott Walker, we learned one thing. Scott Walker was a good teacher in what not to do. He did everything you shouldn't do. He formed something called Citizens United, which is really Corporations United, and that destroyed and drove a wedge into the unions and everything else. He blamed education for all our problems. Well, of course he did. He didn't even have a college degree. Of course he didn't like education. You don't want to be too smart. That's dangerous to people running scams. If you're smart and intelligent and educated, you can see right through these people. But now with the advent, they all worry about artificial intelligence. We already carry it in our pockets. Pockets. Now, not everything Google said is fact. You got to be smart enough or reach out to somebody like yourself, Earl, or Sandy, or all the other people and say, what do you guys think? What do you think? Do you think this is a fact? Do you think this is fiction?
Well, let me tell
you. I grew up.
Bill, let me tell you what's fiction. Fiction is when you talk about intelligence and you mention Sandy and my name in the same breath. Don't make that mistake. Because that's, you know, we got to keep things balanced. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. You know, the fact that the deindustrialization of this nation, listen to this, the process of industrialization in the United States began to take off around the time of the Civil War. The rapid growth of the railroads across the nation, coupled with increasing surpluses provided by mechanized agriculture, provided a base for the development and industry and the resultant rise of cities and the mass urban labor force. From around 1840 to the early 1950s, industry consistently grew as a portion of the American labor force, interrupted only by the Great Depression. To accommodate this industry, a wave of city building followed, adding growth to the old trading cities of the East, such as Philadelphia and New York, and leading to the rise of new interior cities like Detroit, Chicago, and St. Louis. This process continued through the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and stalling in the decade or so following the Second World War and the widespread growth of the suburbs. City building in America has largely been in decline ever since. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. It is warm in Wisconsin. It feels more like summer than spring. The sun is shining, and it's not just shining, and it's not just warm outside. It is shining in politics in the state of Wisconsin because, like your last caller so brilliantly said, the young people are sick of the politics. We're sick of the politicians playing in the sandbox and pointing the finger at the other, and we want results. And I think a Gen Z is getting a lot of the credit for this, but there are millennials also out there that are also just as sick and tired of the political playground, and we're getting out there in droves, and we're voting, and we're voting this ridiculousness out, and we're putting people in that we hope and we're pretty confident in that are going to bring positive change, because myself and, you know, other young people included, we have seen this country go in the wrong direction for far too long, and we can't count on the older generation to do what's responsible, so we're taking it into our own hands.
So let me say this, Stephen. You are 100% correct. It has always been young people who brought about the change in this nation. My generation, at a time that was essential, did the exact same thing. And so it's not my generation's fight anymore. It is the young's fight, because they're fighting for survival in a nation that is filled with greed. They've gotten fat. A handful of people have gotten fat at the expense of the masses of the people. And my generation has sat down at the table and engaged in gluttony. Just a fact.
You know, Earl, I agree with you 100%. And I know you don't like taking credit yourself, but Civic Media has put a different viewpoint in a lot of markets that were overrun by one viewpoint. And, you know, that has helped tremendously. So thank you guys for what you're doing, and keep up the good work. And I'm going to get off the phone.
Hey, man, we couldn't do it without you, the listeners. Thank you very much for the call. It truly is the fact that the baby boomers have engaged in gluttony. And so because we were fortunate enough to get past those times, we don't see clearly the struggles that the generations after us, what they've had to come through and what they're going through. And so that's why I said my generation can't fix it, because we don't feel the pain and the hurt, because we didn't have to. We lived in a time of excess. And so it positioned us where we haven't had to feel that pain. But now the chickens have come home to roost, and our children have to live with that pain. Question becomes, are we too old to fight? Because it's going to take a fight. It's going to take a fight if we're going to make this thing right. You know, what took place with the deindustrialization of this nation should have been criminal. Again, Democrats and Republicans, both conspired with major corporations to do this. And yet we are at one another's throats as if we've had something to do with it. We have not. We've been the victims of it. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 73. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, lows around 57. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 80. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the mid-70s. Another look at the short range, we should top out at 73 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
KRadio.com.
Each and every face, come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, my friends, please help. Sing me home.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. I'm talking about the deindustrialization of this nation. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. CJ, you're up.
Well, thank you all for taking my call. We were bringing back jobs in the last 4 years. And I'd just like you to try to be honest with the young kids. My dad always said, it's hard to argue with Santa Claus and buying boats, and try to give the kids the tools to survive in this world today. But we're living in a Democrat world filled with liars, spreading the lies, and teaching them that your solution is somebody else's money, and it's not theirs, it's yours. And you Democrats are very good at taking other people's money and buying votes, promising to pay people's tuition.
Hey, CJ. You clearly, man. I've said both Democrat and Republicans, did I not say that, were both guilty on taking the jobs out of this nation. So how do you then come on with the same old tired refrain, Democrats haven't done this, Republicans do all the great things, Donald Trump was bringing jobs back?
Yep,
folly.
He was.
Folly.
Lowest unemployment ever for every demographic, ever.
Folly, CJ. Clear folly. And it just amazes me that you can't see. You're so blind that you can't see beyond that. It's not about Democrat, Republican. Let's go to Tom quickly from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Earl, first
your, your friend can't see, man. He can't see. He's blind.
I'm telling you. And I, you know, and that's nice of you to call him my friend. So we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. TJ, what is your definition of government? I mean, it sounds to me like you just want to go live in your own little libertarian paradise where you don't need, I guess, anyone's help. I'm sure when you got a loan on your home, you had to go through the process, or if you've done any legalities, you have to go through a process. That's government, CJ. I just don't understand where these people get off on this idea that we're not a collective. We the people, all of us together, make up what's called government. And if there's a situation where you think it's a big authoritarian government, like there is on the Republican side, which is worrying about our personal lives, worrying about all these other things rather than the social safety net, which is what Democrats believe, then I don't know what the hell you're talking about every time you open your mouth. And CJ, I'm going to make something really, really clear to the listening audience. The Republican Party is the pro-death party. And if anybody wants to disagree with me on the fact that the Republican Party is the pro-death party, I would love for you to call up and say how that's not true.
Well, you know, Tom,
the facts are on our side.
You know, what's the point in having a conversation with somebody who is so delusional that when we're talking about deindustrialization, he calls up and says, and says Donald Trump was bringing the jobs back. Come on, man.
Actions speak louder than words. Donald Trump can tell us all that he brought jobs back. He didn't bring jobs back. Give me a break.
No.
He actually just stole Bernie Sanders' platform is what he did. And all the people basically didn't see the emperor that.
Tom, sorry about that. We somehow got you disconnected. Just put him on. Who do we have up? Who's on the line? Who's on line one? Who do we have on the line? Okay. I can't hear him. Just turn his mic on.
Hello?
Yes. Who do we have on the line?
Ken from Sturgeon Bay.
All right, Ken, quickly. You only got a couple minutes. You say what?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You say what?
Hello.
Ken.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
What does that mean?
Hello?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Let's go, Brandon.
What does that mean? I'm sorry, I'm not as intellectual as you. What does that mean, let's go, Brandon? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I asked you, what does Let's Go Brandon mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. I heard that this morning. What does it mean? You're into politics, aren't you? Let's go, Brandon. Brandon.
Oh, man. I don't even know if to say thank you for the call. But, you know, that's the best you have to offer. That's all you can offer. You can get rid of him. You know, to have a real conversation is what's needed in this country. We have one side that doesn't want to have that conversation. We have another side that does. We offer an opportunity to the side that doesn't, who doesn't understand. They call in with the Let's Go Brandon foolishness. Or they call in with the fact that our Second Amendment rights, we need to be armed to make sure that we can take on the government. There's one side talking that foolishness. You know, you can say it's you know, the Democrats are this or the Democrats are that, but I don't hear the Democrats speaking in those foolish terms. Anyway, we got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow, and we're going to have more conversation. And so, folks, I'm listening. Let's go, Brandon. That's the best they can do. So be it. I'll be back on tomorrow. Enjoy the weather. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
You know
know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app. I'm